205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org.
Stoddard was on the, worked for the Immigration Service for many years. Is Mr. Stoddard there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being with us. How long were you with the Immigration Service?
I was with the U.S. Border Patrol for 27 years.
Well, what is your impression? You know, certainly, we hear a lot that a lot of complaints that the Border Patrol really isn't allowed to do their job, that there almost seems to be like an official agenda not to carry out the laws that were actually enacted back in 1986, which were going to go ahead and create a workers program, a temporary workers program, and, go after the employers who were employing people, who came into this country illegally, and certainly even many preventions from the Border Patrol doing their job. What's your impression, looking back,
with
what you know today?
Yeah, it's true. Laws were passed. Laws have been passed since like 1917 that I know of. But in the 86 law, it granted an amnesty to what the government said was 1.2 million illegal aliens. As it turned out, another couple of million scrambled across our border and claimed beneficiaries of amnesty, also submitted false documentation and false records and made fraudulent claims. But the United States turned a blind eye to all that and legalized them anyway. That made it a little over 3 million directly legalized pursuant to the 86 Act. And then our slobbering liberals in Congress decided that these illegal aliens had to be united with their families. So the Family Unification Program was instituted, and that 3 million, don't forget, two-thirds of them were fraudulent, but that 3 million ballooned into somewhere around 15 to 18 million, and that's just the 86 Act. And the laws, the 86 Act prohibited the employment of illegal aliens, but those laws were never enforced. The powerful forces in our government, the elements that I call the cheap labor lobby and the ethnic pimps, went into action, and consequently, huge amounts of money was put into re-election campaigns and different funds such as that. So powerful lawmakers in the Senate and in the House saw to it that the 86 Act was never enforced.
And see, if we're really a nation of laws, when the Congress passes laws, why, those laws should be enforced. But it was very selective law enforcement. And, of course, the key was the jobs. I mean, if you could come into this country, in Mexico, you might make $1 an hour. Here you could make $12 an hour, $10 an hour. And certainly employers would love to hire you for that rather than pay $18, $20 for a regular legal employee. And so, had the government enforced its laws, because everybody has to have a Social Security number when they work, they knew who the illegal aliens were, and they allowed them to come in. And, of course, question is, were they really dedicated just to cheap labor, or did this have part of a bigger agenda, like the idea of doing away with the sovereignty of our nation and molding us with Mexico and raising our living standards to that of the American peasant as we sent America's wealth offshore? And that's, I think, what most people find difficult to believe, is that there could be another agenda behind what's going on, specifically this globalist agenda, these people who have no loyalty to country, but to this other dream. Well, anyway, certainly, this must have made it very, very, very hard for the people working on the borders, didn't it, David?
Well, Well, yes, it was. We were told that there was a new law, and that finally, after all these years, employers would be prosecuted for knowingly hiring illegal aliens. And unfortunately, while the law was still being formulated, Senator Ted Kennedy got in there and took the teeth out of a lot of it. But our legislators went ahead and passed it, figuring that some law was better than no law at all. But yes, it's very, very frustrating working on the line, risking your life, and going through all the hardships serving the nation, when the politicians simply do not stand behind you. Very frustrating.
And certainly, of course, the whole idea was to catch the people coming across the border illegally. Did you work out on the border itself? Did you work in administration? Where did you work?
For 17 years, I was a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years, I was a regular Border Patrol agent. But during all those years, I not only worked in the office, but I worked out on the line also. That is, except for 4 years with sector headquarters in Tucson, Arizona, in which I was behind a desk. So, in essence, all of those years were involved in directly securing this nation's borders, whether it was from a supervisory position or from a position of formulating policy and scheduling men and allocating equipment. That it was all directly involved in national security on our borders.
Well, were you at that time aware of the fact that, you know, this LULAC and La Raza and Maldive and all of these organizations for illegal aliens were being financed, these organizations being financed by the Ford Foundation?
No. During that period of time, I was not aware. I was aware of the organizations because frequently the Border Patrol officers would encounter them, and then these NCLR and Machistas and those groups would deliberately create incidents trying to embarrass the Border Patrol.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with David Stoddard, 27 years on the border.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, David Stoddard. And being on the front lines, of course, he was aware that there were these organizations out there that were organizing the illegal immigrants. Now, what sort of madness is that, that you would have organizations that were supporting people who had come into our country and broken our laws? But even more incredible, of course, is the fact that they were being supported by the Ford Foundation and by other very powerful organizations, even including organizations like La Raza, which is a racist organization, because that's what La Raza means. They were getting subsidies from our government. And what you must understand is that there are people within government who don't believe in America. They have a different agenda. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. Well, were any of the people coming across the border violent, or were they usually just people really trying to come to America to get a better job?
It varied. The vast majority of the illegal aliens coming into our country are fleeing their own country, their own government, their own economic situation. And most of them are, as you pointed out, just simply looking to make a living, to put bread and butter on the table. And that's the vast majority. But as in any society, be it Mexican, Peruvian, German, or Ethiopian, or even American, in any society, there's a certain percentage of that society who will be criminals, rapists, extortionists, gangbangers, and so forth. So although the vast majority of the illegal aliens coming into the country are not violent, there's still a certain percentage who are, and it's a dangerous job in that an officer tends to get lackadaisical, I'll use that word, and just assuming that the group that's coming towards him are just going to be docile and will conform to orders and won't be any problems. And it's during that time that the officer is going to get hurt. Could be 15 backpackers, 15 criminals, burglars, car thieves, or whatever. And it's impossible to tell which is which until the encounter actually happens.
So they usually, the officers usually work alone or in pairs?
Usually the officers are alone.
Yeah, that must be a little scary when you got 10 or 15 people coming at you.
Well, yeah, it's not a comfortable position to be in, but yet Border Patrol officers have historically worked alone and in remote areas. And I know it myself, there was plenty of times when I was out of radio contact, and even if I was in radio contact with anyone, it would be 30 minutes or an hour before anybody could get to me. So had to be very, very careful. Let's put it that way, Dr. Stan.
Well, now, what about the fence? Do you think the fence is a good idea?
It's an absolute good idea. There's all these myths and rumors floating around. One of them that the governor of New Mexico likes to say is put in a 15-foot fence and somebody will invent a 16-foot ladder. While that is true, it's equally true that a 15-foot fence is going to keep back well into the 90th percentile range of the people.
And it's pretty hard to carry a 16-foot ladder, you know, over all that desert they've got to get to get there. So that's really sort of a cop-out, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a red herring. Defense will put a halt to the drive-throughs. For the benefit of your listeners, the drive-throughs are it's a slang term Border Patrol uses for usually is SUVs loaded to the hilt with illegal aliens or dope, and they just come up to a remote area of the border and drive right through. Most of the time, it's at high speed. But the fence will eliminate drive-throughs. It'll eliminate the even in the cities, it'll eliminate all but a small percentage of the illegal traffic across our border, simply because only the young and the restless, the able-bodied athletic teenagers, can climb that fence. The knocked-up unwed mother from Guatemala with a big belly won't be able to climb it. The old guys, the elderly, even the middle-aged with the pot bellies won't be able to climb that fence. So the fence will put a stop to a huge, huge percentage of the illegal alien traffic. It'll cause them to either try to come through the port with false documents or go to more remote areas to try to walk through.
Well, now, most of the immigrants, illegal immigrants, most of them Mexican, or are they coming in from Guatemala and Ecuador and the other countries?
Oh, I've seen a huge demographic change. In the 60s, late 60s, when I first started as a Border Patrol officer, the illegal aliens were all Mexican, all males, and they were all former braceros. By the early 80s, there was a mixture of nationalities. Majority of them were still Mexican, but there were Guatemalans, Salvadorians, Nicaraguans, South Americans, even Chinese and African, and a few Cubans sprinkled in. So the failure of the United States to control its southern border, secure its southern border, has resulted in a huge door to the world, from people from all over the world coming across that Mexican border. Now, the U.S. government doesn't want to acknowledge that fact, but even in the 70s and 80s, I was apprehending, I was arresting, Egyptians, Cubans, Chinese, even a Frenchman or two. So it's in essence, our the Mexican border is an open door to the world.
Well, now, what about, you know, we hear, you know, that the terrorists can come across the border. Is there really any evidence that terrorists are coming across the border, that Al-Qaeda is actually sending, or the Iranians are sending people into this country? And I realize, because a lot of this would be after you had left the Border Patrol, but I mean, we certainly must have contacts down there. Is there any truth to this, or are they just using this to scare us to death?
Dr. Stan, I can only tell you what I know to be fact.
Right.
Now, I still live within 5 miles of the border. I've lived along the border all my life. This is my life. This is my home. And I still have contact with active duty Border Patrol officers, as well as numerous retired officers. In the area where I live, there's ranchers whom I've known all my life, ever since I was a little kid. I grew up right here where I live, and I'm familiar with the people, familiar with the illegal alien trails and that. So what I'm about to tell you is what I know to be true. I won't speculate on the presence of Al-Qaeda or what, but you can draw your own conclusions. Friends of mine, people whom I know, have found a diary written in Arabic that was abandoned by someone coming across their borders. There have been Muslim prayer rugs found. There's been sheets of paper with Arabic, Farsi, and Pakistani, I think they call it Urdu language, written on them. Airline stubs from these Middle Eastern countries. Some of my acquaintances have witnessed people who looked funny, is the way they describe them. They looked funny in that they had complexions like Negroes, but they had thick, curly hair like a Pakistani or Bangladeshi or some nationality of that nature. So those are the facts. Now, only the FBI or CIA or some other agency can tell you whether any of these people who were apprehended were tied into Al-Qaeda or not. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that there's numerous instances of these individuals of having successfully entered across our Mexican border. And this has been documented. The entries have been documented. As the Border Patrol admits that they've caught some terrorist-related Middle Easterners along the Texas-Mexico border.
Now, is this more prevalent today than it was when you were working on the border?
Oh, absolutely. Before 9/11/01, there really wasn't any concern of terrorism. Sure, we had the basement was blown up in the World Trade Center, and what was it, 93?
Yes.
But there wasn't a real concern, a real consciousness that there's elements in the world who would rejoice in killing Americans until the World Trade Center was bombed by the airliners and the 19 Saudi Arabians or whatever they were. Then America became conscious that there's people out there who want to kill us. So the previous to 9/11, the Middle Easterners, the Lebanese and the Saudi Arabians, which is very, very, very few Saudis ever need to enter illegally, but the Yemenis and that, and the other Middle Eastern nationalities coming across our southern border was just another element in a big mixture. No one really got alarmed about it.
Well, now, why can't the average person who, say, wants to come in here from Mexico just come in across the border, say, I'm going to stay for 2 days, and then just disappear into the community? In other words, don't an awful lot of the people who come into America illegally actually come in through the borders and just refuse to leave?
It's been estimated that 40% of the illegal aliens in the United States came in on a visa.
Sure.
Full 40%, and they do it just as you outlined. They'll fly into an international airport like JFK or Miami, and have a visa to go to Disneyland or Grand Canyon or whatever, and they're inspected as being benign tourists, and everybody fully expects to go home after the 30 days, but they just don't do it. They just blend into an American neighborhood somewhere.
Now, does a Mexican national need a visa to come to the United States?
Mexican nationals need a visa.
What about Americans? Do we need a visa to go to Mexico?
No. Not under Mexican law.
Okay.
Unless they're going to go into the interior. Mexico has what they call the Zona Libre, which is, I don't know, roughly 21 kilometers from the northern edge of Mexico, stretches from Brownsville to San Diego. And any American can go into this Zona Libre without a visa. But if you want to go to Mexico City or in the interior, then you need a Mexican visa.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Mr. David Stoddard. And if you have a question about the Border Patrol, give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Fuel efficiency.
Reduced emissions.
Vehicle choice.
With the right energy policy, we can have it all.
As long as our leaders in Washington remember that cars, pickups, minivans, and SUVs serve different purposes for different people.
I need a vehicle that can tow my boat and snowmobile.
And I need a vehicle that has enough room to take my kids and all of their equipment to football, baseball, and soccer practice.
We can reduce our dependence on foreign sources of oil and reduce emissions without sacrificing vehicle choice, jobs, and the features American families, farmers, and small businesses need.
But we can't expect all vehicles to get the same miles per gallon.
Contact our senators. Tell them you support a fuel economy proposal that makes sense.
Tell them they should, too. To learn more, visit www.drivecongress.com.
Paid for by the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Dave Stoddard, 27 years with the Border Patrol. And, Sydney, Dave, do you have a web page, or have you written anything or anything you'd like to get out? I should mention to our listeners that you do write articles for News with Views, and that's where I found out about your story. That's newswithviews.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't go there, why, shame on you. It's a great source of information. But, Dave, do you have any information or contact information you'd like to get out?
Oh, I don't have a website, Dr. Stan. I don't have the expertise to put one up or maintain it. But as you pointed out, as you mentioned, I do write from time to time, and a lot of my articles are posted at newswithviews.com. I've had some published at WorldNet Daily, some at Phoenix News, and various other websites around the country. But just about everything that I write gets published at News with Views.
And it's an excellent source of information. All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for David Stoddard, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But for our listeners, they have to understand that what we are doing is, in many ways, inviting a subversive element into our country. Not that the average Mexican who comes here just wants to get a job is subversive, but there is a subversive element that wants to use the illegal immigrants here, play upon their fears and play upon their belief that the white man stole their country away from them 100, 150 years ago, something of the sort. The Treaty of Guadalupe, Hidalgo, I guess it is. You probably know that better than I. But there are really people out there who keep talking, we're going to take back California and Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. And you have to understand that this is all part of this desire to play one group against the other, and it is being very carefully coordinated. If you can get groups fighting with one another, just like everything is done to turn the black against the white and the white against the black, and that's what this latest situation with O.J., I mean, I believe no question he was set up. The guys who set him up and now have pled state evidence, and they're going to testify against O.J., and they're going to put him away. That's what the plan is. But this obviously is so obvious, and I think most of the black people can see it. The whites can't. Anyway, who's on the line?
Can you hear me? My name is Ruth Ann.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
I'm from Fort Collins. Just a few comments. Right. When are we going to get those two Border Patrol out of jail?
Okay, you're talking
that shouldn't be there. And maybe we ought to put that Bush guy in jail.
Okay.
Or at least impeach him. I'm sick of all this crap.
All right. Well,
I'm not done. Wait, can I have a few more minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
Because sometimes I listen to you guys. Not the times you don't get callers, but, I just got an email a couple of weeks ago that said an illegal alien could get about $2,500 a month support from our government through different aid programs. And then it compared that to what our average senior citizen could get, and also people who needed help that were younger than that, and it was double. And I think I still have it on my email, and I could email it to you guys to see if that's accurate.
I don't think it is, but certainly they do have an awful lot of benefits for it.
Well, I would like somebody else to read it.
Sure.
And then number two, when these illegal aliens come in here and they have kids illegally in the United States, when they get deported, they take them with them, because I think the Constitution meant that when you're here legally and you have kids, then they're legal. I don't think it should just be an open border that, hey, well, I had six kids while I was here, they're Americans. No, they're not. You were illegal when they had them. One more thing.
Yeah.
You got to get on this uranium thing up here happening in Nunn. The tail end of this mining by this Canadian company is 20 miles from Fort Collins. The water in Wellington already tested with uranium in it this summer.
Why don't you give me a call? I don't know anything about that. Maybe we could...
Greeley, it's in Weld County. The county commissioners are all ready to sign off on it. And anything that flows out of here goes to Denver and Johnstown. You guys are going to get this water with uranium in it and the air.
Okay. Thanks.
So I haven't heard you talk about it. You got to get on it, Dr. Stan, or they're going to be... They're already drilling test holes up there.
Okay, God bless them. Thank
Canadian
you.
Company. It'd be bad enough if it was a USA company.
Okay, thanks so much. Look, Dave, what do you think about this, the idea that the illegals can come in and get all these social benefits? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
You know, that lady covered a lot of territory there.
She sure did. And she means very well. She obviously is like most people, she's concerned and doesn't know what to do about it, though.
Yeah, let me just touch on the Social Security benefits. I can only tell you what I have experienced firsthand. I found out during the Mario boat lift, and your listeners will remember the Mario boat lift, which all these Cubans came into Florida thanks to Jimmy Carter. and his invitation. Boatload after boatload poured into Florida.
They opened up the prisons. They opened up the insane asylums in Cuba, and they sent in all the people who were crazy and the hardened criminals.
Oh, yes. They sent in the insane, the diseased, the criminals, prostitutes, just everybody they could dump out of Cuba. But I found out through working with the NGOs there at that time that a Cuban who receives legal status in the United States, if they're over a certain age, the Social Security Administration automatically gives them credit for having earned the maximum under Social Security for the full 40 quarters. And as a result of that, the Cuban is given the maximum amount, a Social Security pension, plus they're given all the other benefits, such as Social Security disability and all this others, whereas a regular American who has worked for until the age of 62 or 65 and maybe did not make the maximum is given a percentage of the benefits instead of the full benefits.
No, why would we give people who haven't worked and haven't contributed to our system full benefits? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I would like to know that, too. I also know that other nationalities who come into the United States as legal immigrants, if they're over a certain age, they're automatically considered full beneficiaries of all this, too. And many of them, such as Cubans and others, have never contributed so much as a dime to the Social Security system, yet the Social Security Administration considers them full beneficiaries.
Well, sometimes I think things are crazy, and other times I'm certain they are. We'll be right back with David Stoddard here. And you have to ask yourself, why are they doing these things?
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Saying, you know, when you hear these things, why would we bring in people from other countries and give them credit, you know, for having earned the maximum amount of money when they didn't earn it here and they didn't pay into our system. And yet people, American citizens who have worked here but have not made enough money to qualify for maximum benefits, or maybe not even have the full 10 years that they need working, you know, will not get their benefits. Why would we favor immigrants from other countries who have not contributed to our system over American citizens? Or maybe the people who are directing things in Washington have a different agenda. They're citizens of the world, not citizens of the United States, and their loyalty is to this globalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Well, we've got Phil calling in. Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning.
Whereabouts are you calling from?
This is Phil in Colorado.
Okay, fine. Is it Phil or Bill?
Phil.
Okay, go ahead. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that if you go back and look, a lot of this immigration stuff goes right back to the 1964 Immigration Reform Act that Ted Kennedy got going.
I think that was 66, wasn't it?
60, yeah, somewhere 64, 66. If people Google that in, though, the Immigration Reform Act, there's a lot of stuff to read about it.
Or 65, maybe. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was. But, you know, that whole thing was going to basically change it from, instead of people coming in from Europe, it would allow more people from Latin countries, Africa, in the Middle East countries to come in. And so, you know, a lot of that goes all the way back to that deal that the Democrats pushed through in the mid-60s.
And, you know, the thing is that Ted Kennedy promised the American people that his legislation would not change the demographic makeup of the United States. He gave us his word, but then Ted Kennedy's word, and $5 will buy you a cup of coffee at any Starbucks in America. Go right ahead.
I think $5 would buy him a pint of vodka, but nonetheless, yeah, that's, if people go back and read that immigration reform deal that he did, they'll see where a lot of this stuff actually started from. So I just wanted to make that comment. I'm driving and it's kind of foggy up here, so I better go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so very much, Phil. And he's absolutely right. The key bills were the immigration reform bill, and I think it was 65, and then 86, 96, and then the effort last year in 2006 to, you know, to give amnesty to all the people who had come in here illegally. Dave, what would happen if we were to give amnesty to all the illegal immigrants who are in America today? What would that do to our country?
We would increase the population of the United States by somewhere around 80 to 100 million within the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, that would be madness, you know. We already have crowding in a lot of our big cities. Why would anybody want to do that unless they specifically wanted to disrupt and undermine and destroy this country?
That's the only reason anybody would want to do that, is to destroy America. Ted Kennedy is, as Phil mentioned, Ted Kennedy is right in the middle of it, not just the 65 Act. It was a watershed event, but Kennedy's trying to push his amnesty, and this amnesty will have beneficiaries of at least 20 million. This government figure of 12 million is way low. Each of these 20 million will have mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and children, and wives.
Sure.
So that 20 million will expand by five anyway, and that's where I get the 80 to 100 million increased population of the United States practically overnight. Now, if our schools and our hospitals and all our other social systems are stressed today, think how stressed they would be. I envision the streets of Denver looking somewhat like the streets of Calcutta.
Yeah, and the other thing is that it'll destroy Social Security. It's designed to destroy Social Security. All these people who go on Social Security, Social Security is already bankrupt. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to? Our medical system, you know, where's the money going to come from for the Medicare from these people, or If not, then they get free medical care, according to the dictates of our federal government. Somebody bankrupts our hospitals, runs up the price for everybody else. There really are people who want to destroy America, and some of them are working right in Washington, D.C.
It doesn't make any sense to me, Dr. Stan. It literally will destroy America if this amnesty is passed by the insane Congress.
Well, fortunately, the people rose up in their righteous indignation and put a stop to that earlier when the legislation came. And the President of the United States did everything he could to get that amnesty bill through. Fortunately, he failed. But I just don't understand where George Bush's loyalty really is. Well, be that as it may, we've got a real problem. What can the average individual out here do? We've been giving them all the doom and gloom. What can they do, David?
Only a small percentage of the American population actually take the time to communicate with the congressmen and your senators. And if the average American would just telephone, write letters, send faxes, it would help immensely. It may even turn this country around. Any time that a 50% turnout in an election is considered exceptionally well, there's a problem. Contact your politicians, your representatives, and get out and vote.
Amen.
That's the best possible thing that anybody can do to overtly turn this country around. If you don't, then the only ones that they're listening to are groups like LULAC, MALDEF, ACLU, and those subversive groups.
God bless. Well, thanks very much, Dave. We'll talk to you on one of our other programs, I think, later this week in the afternoon. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan here, and really, if you want to really understand what's going on, let me suggest Dr. Jerome Corsi's book, The Late Great USA. That's The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi. We carry two other great books. One is by Dr. Corsi called The Minutemen, and the other is called Fighting Immigration, The Immigration Invasion. And then we have a couple of four tape sets on immigration. We have a DVD on called The Conquest of Aztlan by Glenn Spencer. You must understand that there is another agenda behind this, and that is the destruction of America. It is the globalist agenda. And, of course, they'll try to get you to believe it's all about low wages, and certainly some of the employers may want the low wages. But the real agenda is to destroy America, to merge it with Mexico, Canada, and then, of course, to transfer America's wealth to other countries. That's part of the Earth Charter agenda. Haven't read the Earth Charter agenda. It's right there. There is a Mein Kampf. Most people have never heard of it because Rush Limbaugh is never going to tell you about the Earth Charter, Sean Hannity, the other people who are paid so much not to reveal the truth but to conceal the truth are not going to tell you there's a master plan. And behind that are strong occult spiritual forces dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Well, if you haven't read the Earth Charter, go up on the Internet, pull it down. It's written by three of the most powerful men in the world. The Earth Charter, if you can't get it that way, we'll be glad to send you a free copy, or it's contained in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, but we can send you a free copy if you call us at 800-544-8927. Of course, we do hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do, 5 hours a day and then on our weekend program as well. And getting the truth out, the information you're not going to hear elsewhere, about the spiritual forces that are energizing the people in our government, and how it was people within our government who financed communism from its inception. Of course, we're really into great banks, corporations, but they really more or less control the government, whether it be the Republicans or Democrats in power. But of course, they financed communism because we needed an enemy. They financed the Nazi movement from its very inception. And even during the Second World War, when our boys were fighting and dying on the beaches of Normandy, why, there were people in the great American corporations and, you know, people like Prescott Bush, the president's grandfather, who were working with the Nazis and helping them financially. And, in fact, his law firm was even his banking firm was even indicted by the government for treason, for helping the Nazis during the Second World War. In the same way, we finance this whole Islamic terrorist movement, creating the best enemy money could buy. And we're still backing Pakistan and Saudi Arabia that are financing Al-Qaeda and doing everything they can to create this radical form of Islam in preparation for the coming Third World War. Once you begin to understand that the real pattern is to create enemies, to rally the people behind the government so the people will dutifully pay their taxes and of course, wave the flag and send our boys over to fight and die in wars that they're never allowed to win. And that's what's going on in Al-Qaeda today. Those of you who haven't read General Ricardo Sanchez's speech that he gave this last weekend, October the 12th, you want to get it, that'll be my newsletter in 2 weeks. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget the all-day conference, 28th of October.